From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish officials say the death toll from a deadly bombing at a wedding has increased to at least 50. Scores of other people were wounded in the attack. The state-run news agency quotes the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack that took place in the country's troubled southeast. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan condemned the attack, which he blamed on Islamic State militants. However, there's been no claim of responsibility for the blast, which Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Simset said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or Islamic State militants. The blast occurred at a wedding hall in Gaziantep, a major Turkish city with a large Kurdish population about 60 kilometers north of the Syrian border. Local reports cited a heavy Kurdish presence at the wedding, fueling speculation of Islamic State jihadist involvement. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital, Sana'a, in a show of support for a controversial new governing council already opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. Organizers also billed the march as a rally of support for former President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. With the march underway, witnesses said warplanes from a U.S.-backed Saudi coalition supporting the government bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte railed against the United Nations on Sunday after it called for an end to the wave of killings unleashed by his war on drugs, taking issue with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
That during her term and for a longer period, what have you done for the world, Mr. United Nations? Let me, if he comes here to tell him straight. Mayor Duterte would ask only five questions to prove that you're stupid.
Two UN human rights experts have urged Manila to stop the extrajudicial killings that have escalated since Duterte won the presidency on a promise to wipe out drugs. About 900 suspected drug traffickers have been killed since he came to power after winning the election on May 9th. Afghan forces have retaken a key northern district hours after it fell to the Taliban, officials announced late on Saturday. Spokespeople for the Defense and Interior Ministries told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khan Abad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded. National security forces are currently engaged in cleanup operations in Khan Abad to eliminate Taliban insurgents from remaining pockets there. Brazil has beaten Germany for the Olympic gold medal in men's football. It's the first Olympic win for Brazilian footballers in a country obsessed with the game. Brazil's Neymar scored the winning goal in a dramatic shootout that ended with a score of 5-4 following a 1-1 draw in regulation. The crowd in Rio's Maracanã Stadium erupted in cheers at the win for the home team as Brazilian players embraced one another in relief and celebratory glee. Earlier, the U.S. women's basketball team won its sixth consecutive Olympic gold medal, routing Spain 101-72 on Saturday. Diana Taurasi and Lindsay Wallen scored 17 points apiece to lead the U.S. squad. Firefighters made headway overnight against the Blue Cut wildfire in Southern California that has destroyed more than 300 homes and outbuildings. That's according to officials. The fire, which started on Tuesday about 120 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles, is nearly 70% contained. The fire has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino County. No deaths have been reported in the Blue Cut fire. But an investigation into the cause of the blaze continues. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.